Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back. A second half hour of hour number one on this Friday, October 27, 2023 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Officer Rick says, it sounds like you're losing your voice. Yes, this is Friday, and I am almost done for the week. But after the show yesterday, had quite a few meetings, continued talking until midnight last night. So, yeah, I'm going to go very slow, trying to conserve the voice today. Zero transparency in Lansing. So much for the most transparent government in the history of our state, according to Governor Gretchen Whitmer. These, I can't say the word on the radio, butthats in Lansing are such liars. Conservative, former state representative, Republican National Committee man, Dave Ageman, listening into the show this morning. A simple mandate by Democrats can't and won't make it happen. It's physically impossible. So we will end up with electric shortages with higher electric costs. Democrats always cause shortages with their policies. Clean coal, which we have much of it already, is clean. Nuclear is the cleanest and cheapest. Wind and solar are terribly inefficient and cannot, in capital words, cannot produce enough electric energy for our grid. We will be forced to start buying smarter energy from smarter neighboring states. This senator is completely ignorant. Plus, these stupid Democrats and Republicans gave our electric companies effectively a 90% monopoly. Absolutely, they did. You see, here's what they think. Because they have justified in their thinking, and they believe this with their entire soul, that we are at a climate crisis. The ice caps are melting. The oceans are going to rise. We are going to be underwater. We are going to have droughts that will stop the production of food. Get in a plane right now in your mind. Get up to about 3,000 feet. It's a beautifully sunny, clear day. Not a cloud anywhere. Sun is shining. You take off in this airplane. It's a small airplane. It's a Cessna 172, whatever. You're flying along at 3,000 feet, and you're flying over the state of Michigan. First of all, you realize how many trees we have in this state. But as you get up there and you're flying around, you see square miles. A square mile is 640 acres. It's split up into 80-acre, 40-acre, 20-acre tracts. That's why you see 10 acres for sale, or maybe they did a split and they changed it to 5 and 5. But basically, there are 10 and 20-acre parcels, 40-acre parcels, 80-acre parcels, 160, 320, and an entire nice, beautiful square mile is 640 acres. and you see a farm, and that's out of that 640-acre square mile, there's the farmer's house. And, of course, there's a barn and maybe a couple of outbuildings. And maybe there's a section up by the barn that has fencing around it, the corral. You've got your animals there. But as you look around the rest of that square mile, the rest of it is being farmed for corn, hay, wheat, whatever crops the farmer's rotating through the fields. Look at the water levels of the Great Lakes. Look at the water levels of the oceans. Look at waterfront property everywhere in the United States. I'm not talking the world. I'm just talking our country. I'm talking our state. This crisis that they claim that exists doesn't exist. It goes in cycles. I remember growing up in the early 60s, the snowfalls that we used to get, the amount of snow. In the late 60s, early 70s, Time magazine, we're heading for an ice age. Then we got into a cycle that switched back, and we began to get warmer. Oh, yeah, the ice caps are melting to North Pole. The polar bears are going to die because they don't know how to swim the waters. They're losing the ice. It's going to melt, and the oceans are going to rise, and we're all going to drown. And this is all caused because of the internal combustion engine and the burning of fossil fuels. Folks, this is a complete lie. Oh, you're just a climate denier, trucker. You dang right I am. Because your science, quote unquote, is a load of crap. This absolute insanity that's going on in the state capitol, folks, it's going to pass. It already has the Senate, and now it's going to the House, and they'll be voting on it next week, and the governor's going to sign it, and then they're going to make national, not statewide, they're going to make national headlines. Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Democrats of Michigan become the first state in the country to mandate 100% clean, renewable energy by 2040. The earliest number of any state in the country. She will be on the Communist News Network of CNN, MSNBC. I get so frustrated. I get choked up. I can't even talk about these cable companies that will be carrying this crap coming out of her mouth, giving her airtime, the New York Slimes, the Washington Compost, all of these liberal newspapers will be splashed everywhere. Michigan, Michigan, Michigan. 100% clean, renewable energy by 2040. If that's the state you want to live in, where you can breathe clean air, drink clean water, pay more for your electric bill because you're going to be subjected to an electric grid generated by 100% clean renewable energy, then Michigan is your state. Electric vehicle production needs to come to Michigan. Electric batteries, storage capacities, the production of solar panels and windmills come to Michigan. And be a part of all these absolutely phenomenal, high-paying jobs. It's all based on a lie, folks. I predict electric vehicles 10, 15, maybe 20 years at the most, will be a dinosaur. The people who have electric vehicles right now, and I know a few of them, unless you're independently wealthy, you're not going to be able to afford the electricity to charge it. That dinosaur that's parked in your garage right now, or outside in your driveway, you're not even supposed to park them in a garage. They catch on fire. They can't put it out. Your entire house is going to burn down. They advise you, literally, talk to a car dealer that sells electric vehicles. Ask the salesman where he advises you park it. He will say outside in the driveway. Run an extension cord if you have to. Or better yet, pay an electrician to put an outlet with a weatherproof cover on it on the outside of your house. Don't even plug it into the garage. Why? Because the cord could catch on fire as well. This is a mental disorder that these liberals have. If you go to Dr. Michael Savage's book and read Liberalism is a Mental Disorder, he's actually identified a gene in the DNA that these people are lacking, or it is deranged DNA in their brain that causes them to think the way they do. No common sense, not based on science and evidence, not based on anything other than emotion. And emotionally, they feel that we are at a climate crisis and they must pass these bills and ram them through 16 minutes in a committee without any discussion, without any testimony, without any counter arguments, ramming it through committee, taking it to the floor, first, second, and third reading, and passed it with only Democrats' votes. Four bills that will completely change the state of Michigan. The only one saving grace? The only one saving grace. And I'm going to tell you what it is on the other side of this break. Running out of time. Word from our sponsors. I'm Chuck and Randy. We'll be right back.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office, or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269 269-
864-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct, do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment of hour number one before our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield coming up in the next hour every Friday from 10 to 11. I got so many text messages, I don't even know where to begin. But we are going to have an opportunity to undo all this. It's very, very simple. As these stories come out, people understand what the Democrats are passing in Lansing. When the headlines are made, Governor Gretchen Whitmer signs these bills that are rammed through the House and the Senate this next week, signs them into law. Well, they're not going to get immediate effect. Again, six Republican state senators must join the 20 Democrats and vote for immediate effect. It's not going to happen. Again, 90 days after the close of this legislative session, which should be sometime in mid-February, because they're going to shut down here middle of November. So we have December, January, middle of February. These bills signed into law will go into effect in February of this next year. What is next year? 2024. Yeah. And what's happening in 2024? An election. An election that Republican candidates, because we have a two-party system, will run on, that this is what the Democrats have done to our state and what we're heading toward. In a big presidential election, it is going to be a Republican tidal wave. This will not be a red wave. This will be a tidal wave. Concerned citizens will be running for every office out there. School boards, county commissioners, county sheriffs, county prosecutors, state representatives, a U.S. Senate race, and a presidential race. I don't care who the Republican candidate is, ends up being for president. I believe they'll beat Joe Biden in a landslide. This will be Ronald Reagan Electoral College landslide like you have never seen before. The machines will not be able to compensate for it. New county commissioners. Common sense concerned citizens will get elected next year. And then the next midterm election, we are going to follow history, tradition in the state of Michigan. We will go from 8 years of a Democrat governor to 8 years of a Republican governor. Hopefully a common sense businessman who has got to pay electric bills, along with Republicans taking back the Senate in 2026. As soon as that Republican governor gets sworn in, January 1st of 2027, folks, that's just 4 years away, not even three, actually, in a couple of months. With a Republican-controlled House and a Republican-controlled Senate, after seeing how Democrats has shown us, this is how you govern. This is what you do when you have a majority. They can absolutely, legislatively undo all of this. He can appoint new members to the Michigan Public Service Commission that can undo all of these mandates. And part of this package, I didn't even get into the details of all of it. They're going forward and passing and had passed last night in the Senate that the Michigan Public Service Commission will be in charge of issuing all the permits. You know, this meeting we're going to on November 9th, Belknap Township in Presque Isle County, to yell at these commissioners, these planning commissioners, not to approve this special use permit for DTE to put solar farms, panels in Presque Isle County, replacing good farmland. All that's going to get taken away. Local municipalities will not have oversight on what happens in their local communities in the entire state of Michigan. This is going to be done by the governor's appointed board members of the Michigan Public Service Commission. Local control is eliminated in what the Democrats did last night. Completely eliminated. Senator Dan Lowers, minority vice chair on the Senate Energy Environment Committee. Michigan residents need and deserve reliable and affordable energy, but that's not what they're going to get based on these bills we're passing here today. Instead, Democrats have unapologetically put forward a plan to drive up costs and make our electric energy grid even less reliable. Businesses that can benefit and contribute to Michigan's economies, as well as providing jobs, will run away. This legislative package will create complete uncertainty for manufacturing in our state and push manufacturers to relocate to other states with less burdensome energy mandates like this. This is no way to grow our population, but yet they all passed, including Michigan Public Service Commission taking over permits. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield in the next hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great with a custom program, it's time.